Santa Fe Mayor David Koz delivered his final State of the City address Tuesday evening at the Convention Center. Koz spoke of notable accomplishments during his eight-year tenure, highlighting our city's minimum wage law and the push for marriage equality. He also spoke about immigration and recalled that when he first took office, federal agents were actively conducting raids in Santa Fe. The mayor spoke of the city's intervention in curtailing such activity and the need for comprehensive national immigration reform.
We work with Senator Bingaman to hold our government accountable and to get the status of every member of this community who had been taken by the federal police. And so today, in this speech, I want to challenge Representative Steve Pierce. I want him to support immigration reform and stand for what is right in the U.S. House of Representatives. I ask all of you to demand that we stay true to this community value.
New Mexico's Supreme Court is in the local and national spotlight today as the High Court hears oral arguments on marriage equality. All 33 county clerks in our state have asked for a definitive legal statement of the constitutionality of same-sex marriage. A few months ago, some county clerks began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, asserting that nothing in the state constitution prohibited them from doing so. A lower court judge concurred. Though arguments for and against the matter will take place today, it's not yet known when the state Supreme Court will render its decision. The New Mexico Municipal League, which lobbies the legislature on behalf of our state cities, is seeking a return of the state sales tax on food. The Albuquerque Journal reports that the idea is the backing of New Mexico cities, whose revenues have suffered since the tax on food was done away with in 2004. Governor Martinez has vowed to veto any new taxes, and the proposal is thought likely to generate opposition from lawmakers concerned about the impact taxing groceries would have on lower-income New Mexicans. Placing prisoners in solitary confinement is costly, ineffective, and inhumane. That's one of the conclusions of Inside the Box, a new study from the ACLU and the Center on Law and Poverty. The center's Gail Evans says more than 1,000 New Mexico inmates are in solitary confinement at any one time.
The average length of stay in solitary confinement in New Mexico in the prisons is 3 years, which is shocking.
Evans says solitary confinement, even for short periods, has lasting negative psychological impacts. There's officially a third New Mexico Democratic candidate for governor, as State Senator Howie Morales of Silver City on Tuesday joined the race. Morales launched his candidacy in his southwest New Mexico hometown, saying he was ready to challenge, quote, a political system that no longer works for our people, end quote. Morales says improving the state's education system and its economy are his top priorities. He was appointed to the state Senate in 2008 and later won election that year and again in 2012. A toxic algae bloom was the likely culprit in the deaths of more than 100 elk in late August on a private ranch in eastern New Mexico, according to the Department of Game and Fish. A hunter found the animals scattered across less than a mile on the Buena Vista Ranch. Diagnostic labs studied tissue and water samples from the area and found anabina, a naturally occurring blue-green algae that blooms in standing water, producing a deadly neurotoxin that kills animals within 4 to 12 hours. Agency officials think the elk may have ingested the toxic algae when drinking out a water tank. And weather for Santa Fe, mostly sunny today and Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, overnight lows in the upper 30s. A 40% chance for showers arrives by Friday. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.